Welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast, where mindset and marketing meet purpose, passion, and profits. I'm Bob Baker, and if you're a creative entrepreneur or someone who runs a heart-centered business, you're in the right place. To get a free collection of sample chapters from my books and audiobooks, just pay a quick visit to promoteyourcreativity.com. That's promoteyourcreativity.com. Now, enjoy the episode. This is the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur, the podcast that dishes out inspiration and career advice for creative people of all types. On this episode, I'm going to be asking the question, are you an entrepreneurial misfit? And I'm going to be making the case for staying weird if you consider yourself to be weird to begin with, or for becoming weird if you do not yet consider yourself to be embodying the weirdness perspective. You'll see what I mean soon enough. I'm your host, Bob Baker. I am the author of The Empowered Artist, Unleash the Artist Within. And my newest book is called The Passion Principles, 101 Ways to Express Your Creativity and Share It with the World. There will be links to that book and other resources that I mentioned on this episode in the podcast show notes. So be sure to check that out. Also, I would love to connect with you beyond the podcast, so I encourage you to get on the Creative Entrepreneur VIP list. It's real easy to do, and I'll give you free access to my online course called 30 Ways to Become an Empowered Artist. Just go to promoteyourcreativity.com. That's promoteyourcreativity.com. Fill out the little form there, and boom, you're on the list. And I'll send you updates about new episodes of the podcast and other resources that will educate, inspire, and empower you to be a more productive and proactive artist or other type of creative person. Sound good? Of course it does. So now let's turn our attention to being a misfit and staying weird. Let's take a little trip down memory lane. I remember when I was a kid, my mom noticed that all the boys in the neighborhood were wearing the same type of football jersey. And not wanting me to feel left out, she said that she would be happy to buy me one of those jerseys too. I said, thanks, Mom, but no thanks. Since everyone else was wearing them, I didn't want one. I'm not sure exactly what drove me to feel that way back then, but it was an early indication that I was on a different path. In fact, over the years, there were many other things that made me feel out of step with other people. Even though I do a lot of things that would be considered extroverted behavior, and I love performing in front of audiences, back then I was socially awkward in elementary school and high school. You know, I never took to sports. I was never one of those guys that liked to hang out with the other fellas in the locker room or at the corner bar. And I seemed to have a sense of humor and a perspective on life that was just different from many of my peers growing up. Now, I bet you can relate to this sense of being a misfit too. Am I right? I'm not alone. I'm not unique in this. Just in case you thought there was something about you that was different, welcome to the club, my friend. At the time, in fact, I thought that perhaps I was weird, and not weird in a good way. I mean, I actually saw it as a flaw. You know, maybe there was something wrong with me. Why didn't I fit in? But in hindsight, it became a strength, and it served me well in my journey to eventually being comfortable in my own skin, as well as being self-employed in the arts. There's a quote I came across recently that reads, "Life is too short to be normal. Stay weird." Love that one. So getting back to the personal history lesson here, It was that awkward sense of independence and possibility that inspired me to start a music magazine at age 26 with no previous experience whatsoever. I mean, on paper, I had no business starting a publication, but I did it anyway. I felt a calling to do so. It was also that weird instinct that drove me to self-publish my second book at age 35. And this is in the mid-90s, back when independent and digital publishing really hardly existed. I felt compelled to go that route instead of seeking out a traditional publisher, which was really the only way to go back then, and the way that most people thought they had to get their book published. But I didn't think that way. It was also that stubborn belief in doing things different that got me involved in music and theater, improv, stand-up comedy, painting, podcasting, and a whole lot more. That road less traveled philosophy also motivated me to start posting affirmation and guided meditation videos on YouTube and risk alienating my existing audience. Now, I don't know if you've checked out my YouTube channel in the last year or two, but that move has proven to be wildly successful. So, what about you? No matter where you are in life, whether you have gone the traditional or the non-traditional route, or some combination of both, you can start anew. You can turn your sense of not belonging into a powerful asset. Or you can take the safe life that you've created up to this point and turn it on its head. It's totally up to you. Here are some questions for you. Do you want to fit in or stand out? Would you rather play it safe or forge a new path? Do you want to be predictable and compliant or take the road less traveled? And finally, would you rather be an obedient member of a group or lead a revolution? I would love your thoughts on this. So can you relate to feeling like a misfit? I think a lot of people do, maybe the majority of the population, whether they admit it or not. So there's a good chance you have already felt that way, probably earlier in life, or heck, maybe even still to this day. And if so, I want you to not, please don't be ashamed of that. Don't feel like it's a fault. Embrace it. Give yourself permission to be weird and use it to your advantage. Don't hide it. At the same time, perhaps you're someone who has always taken the normal path. Maybe you did what was expected and you got a traditional job and you did the traditional family thing. And now there's a sense that, oh man, I got to do something different. I want to step outside my comfort zone and do some more adventurous things. You know, I've been teaching improv comedy for several years now, and a lot of people that come to my classes, especially older people, I ask them, why are you taking this class? What drew you here? And a lot of people say, I wanted to do something different. You know, my job as an accountant or the work that I've done for many years is kind of routine or it's boring or whatever. Or maybe they're empty nesters. They're recently retired and they want to expand their horizons, do something new and exciting. And so if that describes you, yes, then maybe bring that inner weirdo, that inner misfit that maybe you've been hiding away behind this traditional facade or exterior, and let that aspect of yourself come out and play. Or maybe you've done some combination of both. There's no shame or blame. There's no one right or wrong way to do this. Just accept whoever you are. Be appreciative of the path that you've taken to this point in your life, but you can make new choices now to either embrace that weirdness, that misfit aspect of yourself, or to do something different and purposely force yourself to be weird or adventurous or playful and creative. All right, so I hope I made the case for being weird and for feeling good about being an entrepreneurial misfit. Hey, wherever you're consuming this, I recommend that you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already. Perhaps you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Stitcher or one of my favorite podcast apps. Just happens to be Radio Public, so check that out if you haven't heard of it before. Get on that Creative Entrepreneur VIP list. Just head to promoteyourcreativity.com. It's absolutely free, and once you sign up, I'll send you a link to access my online course, 30 Ways to Become an Empowered Artist, absolutely free. And then check out the link in the show notes. Actually, all these things I've mentioned will be links in the show notes somewhere below or around the podcast here. We'll have a closer look at the Passion Principles, 101 Ways to Express Your Creativity and Share It with the World. Because that's what it's all about, expressing yourself and your creativity, sharing it, making a positive impact on other people's lives, and creating a ripple effect. It'll circulate around the globe. Sounds a little lofty, but I believe it is true. So thanks a lot for listening. I appreciate you. I wish you the best. This is Bob Baker saying so long for now.